Hello?
Hello, my name is LaShonda, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division.
Yes, sir.
I just need to let you know that this call is being recorded for quality assurance. So, how can I assist you?
How do I get your job? I'm joking. Listen, I got a phone call today from my employer that I was being laid off due to, I guess, budget cuts with people, and they're getting rid of excess employees.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
I've only done this like one time before in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It was in Florida years ago during COVID. I don't know how it works here in Alabama at all.
Okay, that's okay. I'll help you. Can I have So you worked last week, but today is Monday, and they told you you don't.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just make
sure. I have my last 4 weeks paycheck stub. I was supposed to come in today, but I've been going to the doctor and stuff. That's another thing. I'm like, I don't know how long I have my benefits to keep or anything. Like, this is all like all of a sudden. I did not see it coming. I was thinking I was going to be on the job for at least 2 years, but I just had the job in like March is when I got hired. So I'm not sure if I even qualify, but I need to know.
I can't guarantee if you're going to qualify or not. I just filed a claim, but I can file a claim for you.
Okay.
If it doesn't go through, you could always try it again.
Okay.
Can I have your social security number?
624-763182.
Hold on, my system's not moving. Can I have your name?
Graviella Martinez.
Can I have your date of birth?
10/13/1994.
Can I have your mother's maiden name?
Her maiden name is Gardenas. And when I was trying to apply for this on the website, it kept telling me that I was wrong. And I was like, I'm not wrong.
I don't know why it's saying that. What is your driver's license number or your ID number?
844-59-38.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and start your claim for you. Let's start with the language questions. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, sir.
Next questions are fraud questions. Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to...
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Do you understand that fraud is making a false statement and a false income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, sir. I understand.
Thank you. Did you receive notification that you have, did you file for unemployment in another state within the last 12 months?
No, not within the last 12 months.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, sir. I worked for the county. I don't know if that counts.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No. I am applying to be a bondsman. I don't know if that matters, but I know I have to go through, like, background checks and everything.
Okay, the next questions are TRA questions. They would like to know.
What does that mean?
If you haven't had TRA, if you haven't been notified of TRA, then the answers to these questions are going to be no. Have you already filed
okay.
for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for a trade adjustment benefit?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance?
No.
Thank you. Have you changed your name since the last time you filed?
Is the last time I filed for unemployment was during COVID. I believe it was 2020 or 2021, but it was, like I said, in Florida.
So have you changed your name since the last time you filed?
No.
Have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years?
No, sir. I mean, maybe my aliases, but they all sound the same.
Have you worked?
Sorry. I have aliases because of that R being in a weird place. It's Gabriella in Florida. They even had my license like this for the longest. I didn't correct them. I was like, just go ahead.
That's fine. You do have a pretty name. That's very unique. It's pretty.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Can I have your telephone number?
Area code is 352-910-0395.
Can you give that to me one more time, please?
Area code is 352-910-0395.
Is that a driver's license number you gave me or ID number?
That was the driver's license number.
What state would that be in?
That's the Alabama driver's license.
So, what is your race?
Hispanic.
One moment. What's your gender?
Female.
That's the highest grade level you graduated.
I graduated high school and I took one semester of college.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, sir.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
I've never been in active service.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Maybe in the head.
Your comedy, I love it. I'm usually so straightforward and to the point. You really made me laugh. Thank you. And it'd be like that.
You're welcome.
So, can I have your home address?
Yes, it's 34 Halbrooks Road Southwest in Hartsville, Alabama. Halbrooks is spelled H as in horse, A, L as in Larry, B as in boy, R, double O, K, S as in Sam.
Oh, okay. And is that road you said?
Yeah, road Southwest.
Thank you. And what's the name of the city again?
Hartsville. It's a H A R T S as in Sam, E double L E.
What's the zip code, love?
35640.
Your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
So you gave me 34 Hallbrooks Road, Hartsville, Alabama, 35640?
Yes.
Thank you. What was your occupation?
Administrative support.
So what did you actually do? So I can put it
in words. I helped with, actually created my own filing system for a lot of their process manuals, I was in, they called me document control, really, but, I was just in charge of making sure I kept up with their books, their paperwork. I made sure it, I got papers to where they needed to go and made sure I got them back. And like I said, I only worked for that job for maybe like 3 months at the most. Before that, I was a correctional officer for the Morgan County Sheriff's for a year.
Are you looking for work in that field?
Yes. I honestly would be great if I could find something that is remote just because I have 3 children. They constantly need something, and it just would be easier on me and me not having to pay a babysitter if I could work from home or have the equipment I would need.
Oh, that would be great. I understand. Did you work for a union?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
I am actually, yes, registered to be going to an online, I'm doing online class for pre-registration towards getting my bonding license, bail bond. And then after that, I have to go take an exam for the state in August 8th, and I'll be able to be back in commission.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, but he did say he would look around to see if he could find anything close or something in my preference as far as the distance. Turner is a worldwide company, and, so most of the jobs they move around from place to place, but I was told originally that they were going to be at this spot for at least 2 years and that I had a good secure job for at least 2 years, but they said that the company cut budgets, so...
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade and occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
So since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah.
Great. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
At least 15.
Are you, what is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
The less amount?
Yes, the lowest.
At least 18.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
Yes, I guess in a way I've always been part of office administrative soft skills. I am able to sell, or I worked for a brokerage at one point. I really enjoy doing that.
Okay. Do you own your own business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
I guess in a way, because the bail bondsman is all self-motivated. I've been an apprentice for the past couple months. And it's all self-motivated. You do your own everything. Like, it's just, you make as much money as you want to. And you make a 1099 at the end of the year. It's kind of like you're working, I guess, as a contractor.
Did you devote more than 50% of your work week for self-employment?
No. I'm not sure if I understand the question though.
So you're telling us that you're telling unemployment that you own your own business. So now they want to know, since you own your own business, do you devote more than 50% of your work week for self-employment? Since you own your own business.
I guess not really, and I'm not sure if I would consider myself, because I'm an agent for a bondsman company.
So when the question asked, did you work for yourself? You said yes. Do you want me to put no?
Yeah,
you don't own your own
business.
Okay.
I don't have an LLC or anything like that, and I haven't established a DBA or anything.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then you would want to answer that in that manner. Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
At this moment, I actually don't have any commission at all or employment now. My commission ended today is the last day of my apprenticeship.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to work-related injury?
No, sir.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between 4-1 of 2023 and 3-31 of 2024?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal government income taxes?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. So, if you are approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or you can do a prepaid benefit card. If you do the prepaid benefit card, it usually takes 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. That's after you are approved for payments. But there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. So, if you do choose checking or savings account, we do recommend that. But that's totally up to you. Which one would you prefer, though? It's up to you.
I would like it to be deposited into my checking account, please.
Sure. What's the name of your bank?
Wells Fargo.
Fabulous. May I have your routing number?
062-4080.
Thank you. Can you repeat that for me, please?
062-4080.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. Are you saying 40s, not 40?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Give it to me one more time, then. I'm sorry, because I literally have 40. And then I was like, wait a minute. That's why we asked to repeat it. So, but I can't repeat it because I'm around my team, and they can't repeat your personal information like that. So one more time, please.
Okay, 062-0000-80.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that's just, this is for you, just to make sure that we're entering it in correctly so you can get your money whenever you're approved. So
I got you.
One moment, though. It's not doing what I needed to do.
Based on your experience and my questions I've answered, does it look positive on my end, or?
No, nothing on your end. One more time, babe. Give me that number one more time. For some reason, my system deleted it. That's my fault.
Okay, 062-0000-80.
No, nothing looks fraudulent. Actually, I think the way that you've been answering your questions and the way your claim is going is something that unemployment will look into. So, no, I don't see anything wrong.
I asked my boss if he doesn't mind giving my termination something in writing in my email, you know, and the explanation of why I was terminated. That way I can have that on hand if somebody does ask.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm coming up to that. I'm coming up to that, so that's good. I'm glad that you have that in writing, because unemployment may ask you for that. And then also, I'm about to ask you those questions on what happened, on why, you know, and then you'll give your story and, you know, your details.
Okay.
So that's a good thing. So can I have your checking account number, please?
Okay. My checking account number is 834-3064-161.
And if you can just repeat that one more time, please.
It is 834-3064-161.
Great, thank you. I put it in right too. So awesome. So what was the name of your last employer?
Turner Industries Group.
And can I have their telephone number, please?
Hold on, let me get you their corporate. I have it under contact.
That's fine.
Corporate is area code 225-922-5050.
What city and state are they located in?
In Baton Rouge.
What state?
Louisiana, yes.
Okay. What was talking about Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Okay. One moment, love. What date did you start there?
I can't remember if it was between 03/18 or 03/20, but I think 03/20 was the day I started. Let me look at my calendar. I know it was on Monday.
Okay. No worries.
I had my first paycheck by the 1st of, or the 3rd of August. So I know I must have worked that last week, or at least the first 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Where's mine? I think this is it. Yeah, I can never find my calendar in this stupid thing. Calendar. There we go. So. May, April. Okay, so by that time. Yeah, I started on the 19th, that Monday of the last 2 weeks of March.
What year would that be in?
Oh, this year.
When was your last day of work? Whoa.
Today.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, that's right. You did tell me that. So you're reporting your last day of work to be during the current week, so you will be required to report wages on your first certification. So one moment, please.
Okay.
And so it was like lack of work. Is that correct?
Yeah, sort of. What happened was they redid the contract with the, I guess, hosting plant, because we're a maintenance group that goes into plants. We're outside contractor. They redid the contract for this next coming year, and apparently their contract price was way lower than what they have been working with the past couple years, and so they're laying off a few employees to make up, I guess, the difference. That's the way my boss explained it to me.
Oh, okay. I understand that. So can you just share with me what was the name and the person of the name and the title of the person who terminated you?
It's Tony Doe. I don't know if it has an E in it, but it's T-O-N-Y or E-Y. Doe is spelled D-O-E. And he is, I think, a regional project manager. He's over a bunch of people, and he personally called me to let me know, and I thought that was really nice of him because he's really, really busy. He's been sort of texting me back when I asked him for a letter of, you know, termination, I guess, and I gave him my email, but I haven't gotten the email yet, so I don't know how busy he is, but.
That is awfully nice of him. That's great. One moment.
He did say he'd look around to see if there's something. At least I told him I'm willing to drive an hour, you know, out. Most people are driving 4 or 5 hours to go work for these people. So,
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I told Mr. Doe that I am willing to, you know, hear him out if he has anything available within an hour of my home address, because most people are driving 4 to 5 hours to go work for these people. It's a really good company, so I can't do that just because of my kids, and I don't have a lot of backup.
Oh, okay. I understand. Wow, okay. One moment. Will you be receiving vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
No, ma'am. Sorry.
I'm a ma'am. My name is LaShonda. No worries. My voice is just over a headset. It comes across like that. I've been doing this for 5 years. It comes across like that all the time.
My bad.
It's all good. No worries. I think it's funny. It's just because you're on a headset. People can't tell. So have you, and I've been told my voice is deep too, so it could be that too.
Yeah.
So, have you applied? You made me laugh twice. I appreciate you. I hope this works for you. I really do, because you really
welcome.
Brought me
Thank
out of
you.
Character. I appreciate it. So,
you're welcome.
So, have you already applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No. I had just now gotten onto the benefits plan and everything. I only had, like, one paycheck in there before this happened. So.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Something's going to work out for you.
I think so. I'm not worried. I know I can find work wherever I go, but I have to make sure my bills are taken care of because I just took loans out. There's a lot of things happening. I thought I had some security here.
And it's so terrible. It seems like anything that happens with the job interruption is at the worst time. It's never a good time. Never. Never.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Right. I'm confident enough. I know I could probably find me a job very soon. At worst of months.
And then you also look like you have other things going on as well that is like a backup plan as well, like with the bondsman and whatnot, or woman or whatnot. So that's great.
Yeah.
That's fabulous. So you're moving forward. It's going to be okay. So you are certifying that all your answers, did you answer all the questions correctly?
I believe so.
And then, one moment. My system's loading. So you are certifying that all your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. So we match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. So false answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties. Do you certify that all the answers are true and correct?
Yes, ma'am.
My system's loading. It's just terrible today. I'm not sure. It's just really having a mind of its own today. One moment.
You're good.
But you're almost done, though.
Okay.
Got, like, 2 or 3 more things to go through with you. It's a little lengthy, but it's not going to be long. I read fast. The next is going to be a lot of reading I'm going to have to do to you, but I read fast. But what I will do is I'm going to slow down when it's things that you're going to need, because I know that you haven't applied for unemployment for a while. And so when it's important for you, that's when you're going to hear my voice slow down, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So it's necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for unemployment benefits. So please submit the following information. According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you?
5'5".
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1023 Dale Road, 17998 TT Clark Road, 3536 Pinewood Trace, 677 Circle Heights Drive, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you. Which of the following cities are current cities has a current or former association to you? Would it be Opelika, Albertville, Madison, Lacey Springs? None of the above.
Lacey Springs. I grew up there.
Great. One moment. Isn't it amazing how much they know about us?
Dude, yeah, they pulled out addresses I forgot about.
I get that all the time. I think that's amazing. I'd be like, whoa, the government really be knowing what's going on with us for real, for real.
I mean, I think it's all based off of our tax returns, but yeah.
Uh-huh. I think it's that and a little bit of everything, if you'd ask me.
Probably. Than we let on, I think.
Real talk, because I'll tell you about it at the end, though. So, and you may tell me. So, it's necessary. So which of the following street addresses in Huntsville have you ever lived at? Would it have been 103 Oakcrest Road, 241 Dormant Drive, 26 Amridge Road, 4121 Neeson Road, or none of the above?
I think it's 4121 Neeson Road. That wasn't the apartment I had when I was like 18.
See, I think it goes by a social security number. Why they know so much about people, I think so. I'm not sure.
Probably.
Though. They know a lot, though. Which of the following street addresses in Huntsville have you ever lived at or been associated with? Is it 10100 Conrad Drive, 2829 Winter Hall Road, 6103 Sandia Boulevard, 6943 Steeple Chase Drive, Northwest,
It'll
or
be-
none?
6103 Sandia Boulevard.
Thank you.
So we don't talk about Sandia.
You said what, Quinn?
So we don't talk about Sandia Boulevard.
Why is that?
Oh, bad place.
Oh, I'm sorry. How long ago was that?
That was, 2019 is when I left. So I guess 2017 till 2019 is where I lived.
Oh, that was so there. Long ago. And then I'm bringing up the memories. I'm sorry. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Like I said, they know so much about. I get claimants all the time telling me, how would y'all know that? I don't know. I don't know. I just work here. I just follow it. So now you're almost done. You're 95% done. You got to get to 100, but you're almost done. Now I'll read this next part fast. So you're here. Do you agree that you are hereby filing an unemployment claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Yes.
Do you certify under penalty and perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Do you understand that it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claim of benefit rights and benefit handbook?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, this is the part I'm going to read very fast. It's your last part of it. But when I slow down, then you'll know that's something you need to either write. You really need to write it down so you'll have that information.
Oh. Okay.
If you want me to wait for you to get a pen, I could do that as well.
Hold on. I got one right here.
You're great.
All right, I got it. You can go.
Okay. So the following information and instructions and telephone numbers are very important.
Okay.
It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, processing this claim does not you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. So you must be able and available to work as well as actively seeking work each week that you claim your benefits. So the unemployment claim we just finished, it also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at www.alabama.com. This part of Marie's slow. You could either go online. After the 90 days, if you're still on unemployment, or you can go into an Alabama Career Center. What you're doing is you're going to update your resume. Right now, it's already been updated for 90 days. But if you want to do it online, that is www.alabamaworks, Alabama spelled out.
Yeah, Alabama Works.
Works, uh-huh. Dot yep. Alabama spelled out again.
Alabama.
Dot gov.
Mm-hmm. Dot gov. Okay.
After 90 days, that's where you will go to update your resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. So additional information is going to be in your benefit rights and responsibility booklet. It contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, how to file your required weekly certification. So failure to follow the instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial on your benefits. The process we just completed, it filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. So you must complete your certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete certification each week could result in loss of your benefits. Oh, excuse me. So sorry.
Okay.
Thank you. So unemployment claims use calendar weeks. They begin on Sunday and ending on Saturday. So you can file your weekly certification either online in a claimant portal by clicking File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or you can go on, you can do it by telephone. If you do it by telephone, that number is 1-800-75. I'll slow down now because you need this number.
75.
So 1-800-752-7389. Mm-hmm. That's where you can call every week and do your weekly certification versus doing it online.
Okay.
So your weekly certification can be made on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of your benefits. So complete your first weekly certification either between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m., whether you're filing online or by telephone. You do need to remember your PIN. I'm going to provide your PIN for you at the end of the call.
Okay.
So additional instructions and telephone numbers are going to be in your benefit rights and responsibility booklet. If you did not recognize one of the listed employers, or realize that there is employers missing, please call the claim line. And that number would be 1-800. Nope, I'm sorry, 1-866.
1-866.
I'm sorry, 1-866-234-5382. That's what I mean by sometimes things over this headset come off wrong.
I understand.
Uh-huh. So you'll do that as soon as possible following the submission of your claim. Otherwise, your claim will be processed as reported and all other information will be sent to you by mail. So exemptions to work search requirements are made for the following. Let's say if you was an active member who has submitted proof of good standing with your union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, claimants attending director-approved training. So a letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. So it's very important that you carefully read all the information that's mailed to you. If you have any questions, please call the inquiry line. That number is 1-800-361-4524. And you can call that number Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. So beginning January 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once, not unless that employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. So failure to make incomplete and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of your benefits. So for assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center.
Yes,
great. So you reported your last day of work being during the current week, so you will be required to report any wages on your first weekly certification. Do you have any questions for me?
Do I need to report child support assistance?
Whatever income. Any income,
okay.
Just so you won't be looking fraudulent. Any income that you get, report, because you don't want to owe the government. You really don't.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So thank you for submitting your initial claim. Your transaction number is going to be 4900.
Zero zero one two zero five. So 4900122205.
Correct.
Great. Awesome.
And so your PIN is going to be 1013. So when you call in doing your weekly certifications, you'll start that on Sunday at 12:01 to Friday by 5 p.m. You have that time to do it with your 3 work searches. That's the number you're going to use. That transaction number, you only use that if you have to call the inquiry line and if you have an issue with something that's going on with your claim. Other than that, just keep following your weekly certifications, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, ma'am. You too.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.